Blog Talk Radio.
This is Shannon Walbrand, and I'm broadcasting live from Johannesburg, South Africa. This program is called Spirit Guidance with Shannon. It's a program all about your angels and your guides, and I would like you to call in, and I'm inviting you to phone in with your question. The number is 1-877-296-0345. I'm inviting you to call in and ask one question for your guides and angels. I'm a spirit guide interpreter, and I'll help you get a detailed message that will set you on your path. We have a caller in the queue. Her name is Christine. Christine, can you hear me now?
Oh, hello. Thank you so much. Hi, it's Christine.
Hi, Christine. Thanks so much for phoning in. You're our first caller on our debut episode, and I'm thrilled to hear from you. Do you have a specific question for your angels?
Yes, I do. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes.
I am wanting to start my business, and I'm looking at a place to start, and I found one place, and I really like the people. However, it's a little bit farther than I would have liked from my house, and this is my problem. I just keep mulling over how to get my business going, and then I kind of just get stalled, and I'm wondering why I kind of do this. It's my first time starting my own. Sorry.
Yeah, no, that's fine, because Christine, and I'll tell you and I'll tell any other listeners that are tuning in already, your angels have already been working on this problem with you. So in this case, you don't have to give me any more background information than a simple question, for example, how can I start my business? And that's, they know what you're up to. They know what you're about. And
okay.
The first message that I'm getting back to you is they would like you to telecommute for part of your week. So they really don't even want you to leave the house. And the face-to-face interactions that you'll need to do could be, for example, on a Monday and a Tuesday, and the rest of the things you can do from home on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. They also said that you're the kind of person who works flexible hours even within herself. So you like to work in the evening for an hour, and you like to wake up in the night and work for an hour because you work from a very inspired place, and so you know your flows and your ebbs, and you know when you're feeling strong, and now's the time to read that book, and now's the time to just kick back and have a nice meal. So what they're saying is you are a flexible person who knows her own strengths and weaknesses, and so the place that you've discovered, you are right to look for family, because this is also fulfilling a family need that you still have missing. And so you're looking for tribe, and you're looking for family, and there are people in that space who will cross-pollinate with you, and that's very positive. So, but you don't have to commit to every day, and there are other people who want to flex time and office share. So can you possibly take that forward and see what they say?
Yes, yes, absolutely. It is
okay,
flexible that way. Yes,
yeah,
you're completely
it sounds
right.
Like it. Thank you for calling in, Christine, and I wish you all the best. Please keep in touch.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
So that was Christine calling in with a question for her guides and angels. And I would invite you to do the same. The number is a United States and Canada toll-free number. And from other countries, for example, from South Africa, you would need to dial 00 first. But the number to call is 1-877-296-0345. And this program is called Spirit Guidance with Shannon. And we have a couple of themes that we're going to work on today. Our main overall theme for this debut episode is faith. Faith. Today's theme is faith, or what to do when you're at the end of your rope. You know, the joke answer to that is, what do you do at the end of your rope? You tie a knot. But the opposite of that joke is kind of funny, because when you tie a knot, you're tying a knot in your stomach, and you're tying a knot. I won't do that. Really, I believe that the answer to do with what should I do when I'm at the end of my rope is to say yes. And even if that means free-falling for a while, faith is actually you are going to get embraced. You are going to get caught. You are guided. The work that we're going to do today is translation work between the guides and angels and yourself. You're going to phone in and ask a specific question about what you need. You don't have to give any background information at all. You can just say, should I marry that guy? Or should we buy that house? Or how can I fix this problem with my back, with my mother, with my life? But life is a bit too wide, eh? You really have to think about one area. That's what we're going to cover today. So we have a couple of sections of the show. The first section is we're going to draw an archetype card from the deck by Caroline Mace. Caroline Mace, a beautiful scholar, a wonderful and intelligent person, has developed a deck of archetype cards. And we'll draw that first archetype card right after we take our next caller, whose name is Julia. Julia, this is Shannon. Hi, can you hear me?
Hi, good morning. Yes, I hear you. Thank you
Perfect.
For taking my call.
I'm so thrilled you phoned in. Could you please give us one question for your guides and angels?
Basically, I've come out of a depression and been suffering anxiety for a long time, and I feel like I'm really doing well, you know, getting back on track and moving forward, but still a little wobbly, not really sure, you know, what I'm doing or where I'm going. So basically I'm calling for guidance to, you know, have them sort of give me a little arrow, go this way. So.
Absolutely, Julia. I really, really understand. And in fact, that's something that I have also struggled with in my life. So I'm sending you lots of empathy and lots of love. And the first thing that they made me do while answering your question was stand up and rock back and forth from one foot to the other, taking one step with my right foot and one step with my left foot. So that's what I'm standing up and doing. And they're showing me something that is a tool that is used by occupational therapists, people who work with children. And this OT tool is called a balance board. If you could picture a wooden board and then a cylinder underneath it, kind of like a Pringles can, and then you roll back and forth, standing back and forth on the board, and it's almost like what one would practice if one were snowboarding or skiing. Why is that? Because you, they're telling me, were undiagnosed as a kid who has cross-brain problems, unable to cross the corpus callosum, which is the bridge between the right brain and the left brain. They're telling me that you had difficulty absorbing information, even though you were highly intelligent. So what they're asking for you to do is to look up on the internet brain gym, gym as in gymnasium. These are exercises given to kids who have left brain, right brain issues, and they're very easy exercises where you cross your arms, you touch one knee, and then you touch the other knee. They're not exercises that they would wear you out. They're not by no means aerobics. They are electrical cross-wiring that will help your brain reconnect itself. Because they're saying, for example, you have a terrific memory in some areas and almost no memory in other areas.
Wait, I thought it was just an age thing.
It could be an age thing, but in your case, they're telling me the wiring of your brain is disconnected, and wouldn't it be a pleasure to reconnect it? And that is possible. What do you think?
Excellent. I had no idea that I had an undiagnosed brain condition. Wow.
Well, let's not take it as seriously as a brain condition. Let's take it as if we had a kid in front of us who was 7 years old who liked to stare out the window, and we said, I know a way to help her because she's got a terrific imagination, but she has bouts of melancholy even though she's a little kid. Let's figure this out. So they're telling you with great compassion that this is an easy and almost fun way to work on getting your brain reconnected. Would you be willing to take a look at that?
Sure, definitely.
Thanks, Julia. Thank you for calling in, and do keep in touch. Let us know how things are going.
Okay, thank you very much.
God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So we were just about to draw an archetype card that's going to help us with our theme today of faith. And the one that I'm pulling is, oh, this is lovely, child nature. The picture is of a little girl holding a rabbit. And this is a message for all of us. for this week and this theme of having faith. The light attributes of the child in nature is friendship with animals and communication with nature spirits. You know, when I'm feeling out of faith, and I have to say that does happen to me also, even though I do this work, I still find myself sad, I still find myself feeling disconnected. I do this. I step outside. I see the larger environment. I feel the trees, and I connect with nature and the sky, and it just makes me feel a little bit more hopeful. So in our world of technology, when computers glitch out and cell phones don't work and trying to make everything, you know, happen and it doesn't happen, step outside. See the generosity of nature. See that there are 10,000 blossoms on the tree, even though the tree, to reproduce, would really only need to make one, wouldn't it? But nature is abundant, and we can have faith in that abundance. Oh, I'd really like to thank Caroline Mace for designing these cards. They've given me terrific messages from my guides and angels. I invite you to call in to ask a question of your guides and angels. The number to dial is, in the U.S. and Canada, 1-877-296-0345. We have a website that we can share with you, which is blogtalkradio.com/AuthenticYouRadio. My program is called Spirit Guidance with Shannon, and there's even going to be a chat box that I can chat with you after the show, not to answer specific questions, but to give you more information about how you can have your own session if you'd like. So I do sessions by phone and via Skype because I'm based in Johannesburg, and my sessions are 1 hour long, and in that hour you would ask plenty of questions about your guides and angels, starting with 10 prepared questions. And that costs, in the U.S., it's $60, and in South Africa, it's 500 rands. So please give that a thought, and my website is www.spiritguidance.net. So I'm looking forward to taking your call, and now that we are on to our next section is called A Book Review of Recommended Reading. The book that we're reading this week is called Martha Beck's Finding Your Way in a Wild New World. Have you heard of Martha Beck? She's really a terrific writer. She writes a column for O, Oprah Magazine. She's also a speaker and a teacher and a life coach. In fact, she is the best-known life coach in America, according to the cover. But I've been reading this book, and I really would highly recommend it to you. Finding Your Way in a Wild New World, and the subtitle is 4 Steps to Fulfilling Your True Calling. I love Martha Beck because she's very funny, she's self-deprecating, she's very intelligent, she's got 3 Harvard degrees, but she talks as if she's your next-door neighbor just, you know, having a chat over the fence. So what I really like about this book is that she has been all over the world tapping into ancient magic cultures that have been used by shamans and what we would call witch doctors, or here in South Africa we call them sangoma, people who know how to access the higher realms and what do they do to achieve reality creation. But she puts it in such plain and simple language. So really, she's a star, and I am getting a lot out of this book, so I would highly recommend it to you. Martha Beck's Finding Your Way in a Wild New World. And it is published by Piatkis. So that's that section. And now I'd like to go on to talk to you about faith, how we can find faith in the plant kingdom. Stepping outside and tucking into nature is your best way to reestablish your sense of connection, groundedness, and earthedness in the world. When you're feeling sad, when you're feeling out of sorts, go outside and connect with the plant kingdom and the animal kingdom. Look around and just realize you are part of nature. The angels and guides are with you. Just kind of hard to access them when you're in the middle of such a busy, busy world and so much technology. So I have in front of me a beautiful book that's called The Guidebook to South African Flower Essences. Have you heard of flower essences? You might have heard of Rescue Remedy, It's drops that you can take when you're feeling really stressed out, and they calm you right down. And how do they do that? The flower kingdom, the plant kingdom, has volunteered to unite with humans and to help humans evolve in a certain way to achieve the calmness that plants can achieve. Now, how can that be? Well, every kingdom on Earth is united for what? For the purpose of evolution. Some people could think of that as physical evolution, some as spiritual evolution. So I'm called to share with you one flower essence for this week. But in the meanwhile, if you'd like to phone in and ask a question of your angels and guides, the number to call is 1-877-296-0345. Okay, silver leaf is the name of this plant. Silver leaf. The keynote of this one is the face of the female warrior. Sometimes I feel like a female warrior, so I am very interested to find out what this one is going to give us today. This flower essence carries the archetypal image of Saint Joan of Arc. It is linked with female energy, the moon, and the star Sirius. It is the face of the female warrior who fights her right, who brings light into darkness, who is illumined from within, attuned to the spiritual realms, and whose strength, virtue, and moral courage bring protection and inspiration to those around her. It is a powerful essence, and with the re-emerging of the goddess energy on Earth, it has an important part to play in strengthening, inspiring, and protecting those who feel drawn to use it. Ah, can you imagine a big tree with lovely, it's like an ash tree, huh? It's green on one side and silver on the underside of the leaves, and it's sparkling in the breeze, and it's got that certain tall, lovely gracefulness of a strong woman who's like a ballet dancer or even fiercer than that, someone like St. Joan of Arc. This was taken from the South African Flower Essences book, which was written by Janet Unite. And I'm reading it to you because in this show, Spirit Guidance with Shannon, we're going to tap into all different kinds of inspirations and answers that are being provided to us by the angelic realms. So divine revelation comes to us in so many different forms and through so many different voices. Every one of us can be an angel to each other and can help us step forward into our warrior selves, into our best selves, into our bravest selves, into the parts of ourselves that we haven't been able to access because of our fear, because of our challenges, and because we have forgotten, as the archetype card said, who our true nature is. So that's what this show is about, and I'm so thrilled to be here with you on Authentic You Radio. I invite you to look at the website Authentic You Radio and also to listen to our other broadcasters who are amazing, and I've been really thrilled to be part of this team. This show, Spirit Guidance with Shannon, is going to be broadcast every Tuesday. Welcome to California. It is 6 in the morning in California, 7 Mountain Time, 8 a.m. in my hometown of Minneapolis, 9 a.m. in New York City. It is currently 2 p.m., actually 2:18 in London, 4:18 in Johannesburg, 11 p.m. in Tokyo, and 1 in the morning in Sydney, Australia. I know I've had a lot of calls and web contact, email, and chats welcoming me to this broadcast, and I really want to say that I am thrilled to be here. And I want to be continuous and committed to presenting this on an ongoing basis. I'm going to be here every Tuesday with you, and so I'd like you to think about what is one question that you could ask your guides and angels. The topics that we can cover, today we're covering faith, but faith reaches into every area, doesn't it? I would like to ask you to consider the aspects of your life that are not working for you. For example, your financial situation, could be your relationship with your partner. It could be a project that you're working on that you're getting stuck on. It could be, I need some help with my child. I can answer questions as a translator. I'm allowed to answer questions about children if they are young, but I'm not allowed to answer questions about grown-up kids. Oh, you wouldn't believe how many moms call me and say, should my son marry that young woman? Well, not allowed to get into somebody else's karma, but it is allowed to ask about little kids if they're having a problem at school or if you're not sure about what to do with their nutrition, with their health. Everything's fine. You can ask a question about your little kids. So that's what I'm inviting you to do. The number to call is 1-877-296-0345. And my own website, in case you'd like to get a daily message from the guides and angels that you could apply to your own life, is www.spiritguidance.net. Okay, so it's time for another card that we're going to draw. And this one comes from Daily Guidance from Your Angels, the Oracle Cards, which were designed by Doreen Virtue. If you love angels, and if you are tuning into the show because you see that it says Spirit Guidance, then you have probably heard of this lovely person called Doreen Virtue. She really has influenced me because she's so giving. She's just a person who has a lovely, lovely heart, and she's done a lot of brave things in her life. I invite you to read her biography. We're going to tap into her wisdom right now, the wisdom that she was divinely guided to bring down when we pull this card, which is, what do you desire? Oh, the picture is lovely. It is a woman with angel wings on, and she's walking through a garden, and the garden is multicolored. It is spreading itself out in front of her, and she's looking very thoughtful. I see that this card ties very gently in with our earlier card of child in nature. And our message of faith is something that we have a hard time struggling with when we're in the midst of too much technology. So I'm going to read you this card, What Do You Desire, after I've described to you what a beautiful picture she is showing us walking through a garden. You now have the opportunity to write the script according to your heart's true desires. Once you clearly decide upon your true desires and you know that you are ready and deserving of them, they'll rush into your life as if by magic. Can you imagine with me right now? Let's just have a moment of peace. Walking into a garden and having every flower, the flower essences of every flower, opening up to you and giving you their gift of healing. And it's like eating honey. Honey comes from so many different flowers, and it is sweet, and it is nutritious, and it pulls all of the goodness, even at the biological level, out of the flowers and gives it to you in a beautiful, beautiful spoonful. What do you desire? You now have the opportunity to write the script according to your heart's true desires. We have someone in the queue right now. Her name is Donna. I'd like to find out what her heart's true desire is and see if we can give her some information from her guides and angels. Donna, do you have a question?
Hi, yes. How are you?
Hi, I'm well, thanks. What's good. Your question, Donna?
I'm all by myself. I'm 58. I've never been married. I don't have any kids. I don't have any family. I had a boyfriend 5 years ago, so I've been alone for 5 years, and I would like to bring in a companion, you know, someone, a man that I could travel with and do things and, you know, love and respect each other. And I wanted to know if you saw this for me, if this is a reality that could happen to me.
Donna, I just want to give you a big hug, first of all. I've also been in major droughts in my life, and it's very hard, hey? Because it's like, it seems like it could change every day, and then every day goes by, and the days are really long. But the years are short, and what the guides are telling me is that what they're asking for you to do is to work on your trust issue that you got because you had a shock in your life. They're giving me the age of 11. So if you could, in your own time, journal around what big change would have happened approximately at the age of 11, and that at that time you made a decision, I'm not really going to trust. I'm not really, really, really going to trust. So they would like you to work on that one. And what they're saying is they would like you to turn first to the natural kingdom and to befriend and really grow in a trusting relationship with an animal, like a pet. And they want you to work on that first. And they said, really, they're seeing a cat for you. Because cats can sometimes be aloof, And one of the most difficult things for you in trusting is when someone turns away from you and says, sorry, Donna, I'm busy. I can't be with you right now. I've got this really big project to do. That hurts you a lot. And so they're asking for you to reexamine your expectations around someone's availability. And cats, who can be very available and then very not available and can disappear for a day at a time, that would be a really good exercise for you to start with. In terms of what is in the queue for you, there is a guy, but they're saying it's not the boyfriend that you mentioned, but it's someone from your childhood, from your school days, who will reappear in your life. And this is in about 18 months' time, but it's not tomorrow for the reason that they said that you're not ready for it and it wouldn't go anywhere if it happened today.
Oh, I see. Okay.
God bless you, Donna. Please keep in touch and tell us how things go.
I will. Thank you so much. And happy holidays to you.
Oh, thank you. Take care.
All right. Thanks. Bye.
Oh, that was a lovely call. Thank you, Donna. And what I strongly felt was that the card that we were working with was, what do you desire? Is that she has a strong desire, and it's open in front of her. And I really hope that she can tap into the natural realm, calm herself, and work with an animal who will bring her spiritual comfort, and then be ready for what the universe is going to give her next. So we are going to take one more call, possibly two. Let's see how we go. And our next caller is Diane. Hey, Diane, this is Shannon. Hi.
Hi, Shannon. Boy, are you a sugar pie. Your energy is full of love, and I love it. Could you maybe tell me if the gentleman that's in my life will become romantic?
The answer was even before, I mean, thank you for the compliment, first of all, but they said the answer was yes. Even as you said, could you tell me? I was nodding my head and my whole body was jumping up and down. And they said there's enormous potential for this to work out because you give. They just want you to make sure that you're taking care of your other activities and projects. And you're not going to turn into a doormat because he is lovely and he is worth your time and it is an investment that you want to make. But it also helps if you have a lot of other pots on the boil, and they said that they really need you to take care of those because you're doing some heavy spiritual work in your other projects. And we don't really, as much as we want you to be happy, we don't want to take you away from those other things that are really bringing charity into the world.
Wow, Shannon, I love that. You are fabulous.
You get
fabulous.
It. Okay. Cool, man.
Boy, do I. You're easy. I mean, you're spot on and love you, and I'll let you move on because I think you have more people.
We'll see, but I am glad for you that you are bringing that good love into your life, and I'm very happy for you, and I just want you to enjoy it as much as you can while keeping your other activities up and running.
Right, right. I hear you so loud and
okay.
clear. I needed that.
Go.
Blessing.
Go for it. You can do it.
I know. You're right. You helped me. Thank you, Jim.
God bless.
God bless.
I really believe in our faith conversation that we're having today that we are loved and guided, that we do have angelic support. It is certainly not coming from me. I'm just seeing pictures and getting images and hearing words and getting ideas that are actually coming from your guides and angels. And you have a team of guides and angels. Your team is working with you 24/7, 365. And that's what I love to know. I love to hear that so that I can believe even further in my own faith. And I would love to invite you to tune in next week on Tuesday at this very same time to Spirit Guidance with Shannon. Next week, we'll be covering another topic, and we'll also be inviting you to call in with your questions for your angels. So, from Johannesburg, South Africa, this is Shannon Walbrand, signing off. Thank you.